From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The U.S. unemployment rate is back in the single digits. It dropped to 9.7% last month. That's down from 10%. NPR's Tamara Keith has more on this morning's report from the Labor Department.
The economy lost 20,000 jobs last month, though there were some positive signs. People worked more hours per week on average, and manufacturing businesses added jobs for the first time in 2 years. Robert Dye is a senior economist at the PNC Financial Services Group.
There's some good news and some bad news here and a whole lot of mud in between, so I think you've got to really take a somewhat skeptical approach to the January jobs report.
He says the 9.7% unemployment rate reflects a trend. The job market is improving gradually. This report also has a new tally for the number of jobs lost since the start of the recession, and it's much higher than previously thought, 8.4 million. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Toyota's president is apologizing today for the problems with his company's cars, trucks, and SUVs. He's promising a big push on quality control amid the recalls of millions of vehicles with faulty gas pedals. Toyota is also dealing with admitted design flaws on the anti-lock braking system of its new Prius Hybrid. NPR's Frank Langfitt has details.
He acknowledged there's a problem with the anti-lock braking system, but he didn't say whether they're actually going to recall the vehicle. And one of the problems with the Prius is it's not an enormous part of the American market. Hybrids are maybe 3% or so, but this is the flagship model of the company. It really put them at the forefront of green technology. It won them tremendous goodwill out there among the buying public. And so to have something go wrong with the Prius on top of all these other recalls, it just hurts the image of the company and the brand even more.
NPR's Frank Langfitt. Toyota is expected to announce a recall of 270,000 Priuses sold in the U.S. and Japan. Blizzard warnings are being issued for parts of the East Coast today ahead of a major winter storm. Up to 2 feet of snow are expected to blanket Washington, D.C. by tomorrow night. In Northern Virginia and parts of West Virginia, up to 28 inches of snow are in the forecast. Baltimore and Philadelphia are also bracing for heavy snow. Joan Morris with the Virginia Department of Transportation says the snowplow drivers are in for a long weekend.
When we're dealing with the heavy, wet snow and the possibility of 30-mile-per-hour gusty winds, that's not a mix that we're looking forward to.
The state of Virginia is under a state of emergency. On Wall Street, stocks are lower today despite the latest jobs numbers. At last check, the Dow was down 35, the Nasdaq off 3. This is NPR News from Washington. House lawmakers have approved new rules designed to restore some discipline to government spending, but critics say the measure is nothing more than a budget fig leaf. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The pay-as-you-go rules adopted by the House say future spending increases, or tax cuts, must be offset by corresponding reductions elsewhere in the budget. Supporters say a similar rule in the 1990s helped produce a rare period of federal budget surpluses. The PAYGO provision passed on a largely party-line vote. Republicans complain the rule provides merely the illusion of fiscal responsibility, since it's easily circumvented and since large chunks of the budget are not subject to its automatic cuts. Before voting on the PAYGO legislation, the House authorized an increase in the federal debt ceiling. That allows the government to go $1.9 trillion deeper into debt, which should be enough to keep operating until after the November election. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he can't say for sure whether Israel and the Palestinians are thoroughly investigating claims that civilians were targeted during last year's fighting in Gaza. The UN General Assembly had called on both sides to check out any such allegations by today. In his report, Ban says Israel has investigated 150 separate incidents. He says a Palestinian commission to investigate abuses wasn't formed until late last month. Last fall, a UN panel concluded that both Israel and the Palestinian militants committed war crimes during the fighting. That fighting left nearly 1,400 Palestinians dead and about a dozen Israelis as well. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.